Joining me now on stage is that tuba player Joanne just mentioned from Austin, Texas. Please welcome 17-year-old Zach Graff. So Zach, Joanne blew your cover. I was kind of looking forward to having a flute sonata by Bach announced and then having you come in with this wonderful tuba sound that you have. But where did you get the idea of playing this flute sonata on the tuba?
Well, I heard it last summer at a festival called the Leonard Falcone International Tuba Festival. It was played by a Norwegian tubist named Øystein Bodsvik.
Oh, of course. Recital. You know, you're well known, Øystein Bodsvik.
He's quite famous. 3 CDs, I think.
On sale in the lobby. Seriously, this piece represents a completely different role from the tuba than a lot of people might imagine.
Well, yeah, flute pieces are usually a little bit lighter than what might be written for tuba. It's usually the oompah instrument when given the whole notes and quarter notes and polkas and stuff.
That's right. Let those flute players try and do an oompah decently. Ha.
Yes.
All right. You actually play it quite beautifully. We're looking forward to hearing it. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Zachary Graff, our 17-year-old tubist from Austin, Texas, playing Bach. Nicely done, man.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Bach the way it should be played, on the tuba. Well, Mozart had tuba mirum. I mean, you know, you've got Bach. No, sorry. Thank you. Thank you very much. You said you first heard this piece at the Leonard Falcone Tuba Festival, but what you didn't mention was that you actually won the competition there. So congratulations are in order, I think. Thank you. What was it like? Were you obsessed with the results? Were you thinking about the jury? What was the experience of playing in the competition like?
Well, in the final round, it was the first round in front of the live audience, and I played as well as I had ever played the piece before, so I knew if someone could beat that, I couldn't do anything about it, so I wasn't really nervous at all.
That's right. An exhilarating feeling. That's something to remember.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's great. So to win a competition like that, I suppose you have to have the right stuff. And for a tubist, that means lips, I guess, are important.
Yeah, big lips are always nice for
big
the low
lips.
Notes. Yeah.
They don't look, they're not huge and ungainly. I mean, did you actually start on the tuba or did you start elsewhere?
I started on euphonium the first year, although my assistant band director really wanted me to play a tuba because I walked in and she just said, "You have the tuba lips." So.
I've never used that line before, actually. Yeah. And how about breathing exercises for the tuba? I mean, it's an enormous endurance contest.
Yes.
So do you actually do special exercises for
that? Yeah, to improve my efficiency, I usually try to remember to do breathing exercises every morning. And some of them are kind of like lifting weights, but instead of having weights in your hands, you just take deep breaths over and over, mm-hmm. like in one count and out for as many times as you can without passing out.
I know, exactly. Do you have to like lean on something to make sure you...
Yeah, I usually try to do it next to a chair because I get dizzy really easily.
I know what you mean. That happens to me a fair amount, actually. Leaning on chairs is a good thing. And surprisingly, this is quite counterintuitive. A lot of people may not know this. Being a great tuba player means not eating any vegetables.
Yes. All great tuba players do not eat vegetables.
Chaley?
Well, it's pretty convenient for you, isn't it, Zach? The fact that playing the tuba requires vegetable abstinence.
Very.
You see, everybody, here's the little secret. The fact that Zach doesn't eat anything green has nothing to do with the tuba. Zach just hates vegetables, right?
Yes, I truly hate vegetables and anything green.
Anything just... green.
Well, but your dislike of green vegetables is almost paranormal. Like, talk about your freakish abilities with lettuce.
Yes, well, I go to Taco Bell a lot. It's one of my favorite fast food restaurants, and they make it really fast, and they're throwing lettuce all around, and sometimes pieces happen to get in my taco, even though I specifically ask, and before I open them, I can sense that there is going to be a piece of lettuce. I take it back immediately.
And that brings us to our little test, right, Chaley?
That brings us to our test. Bring in the tacos, please, Joanne. On a table across the stage, a table that's like 30 paces away, Joanne is now setting down two tacos. We'll call the taco on the left Taco A, and the taco on the right Taco B. Zachary, they look identical, don't they?
Pretty much.
But we know that looks can be deceiving. Those two tacos are identical in every single way except for one thing. What might that be?
Lettuce.
Precisely. Okay, Zach, use your special gift, focus, and tell me which taco, A or B, has the tiny little piece of lettuce in it.
It has to be Taco A.
Oh, Zach. Not correct. A little bit off on the lettuce trajectory there, I guess. But maybe they were thinking about lettuce when they made Taco A. It's not correct, Zach, I'm afraid, and that can only mean one thing.
That can only mean that at some time, somewhere, without your realizing it, you've actually eaten a piece of lettuce.
No.
Yes.
Way.
Yes. That's right. Maybe even a little bit of pickle hiding under the bun of a Big Mac.
You don't really know, do you, Zach?
I do. There's no lettuce
Give in to the green. Zach, eventually you're going to have to give in to the green, you know, make a little green, you know, playing the tuba, right?
Hopefully.
Well, so a little bit of lettuce could go a long way. It could be a good thing. Chailey, thank you very, very much for that little test. Chailey Smith, everybody, our 14-year-old roving reporter. Zach, the no vegetable thing is really working for you in the tuba. I'd say stick with it. That's really great. And we're going to hear a little bit more of your tuba excellence in just a moment. We've got you performing alongside the Charlotte Children's Choir up next. So stick around while Joanne does some business, okay? Zachary Graff, everybody, 17-year-old tubist from Austin, Texas.
Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation present 25 performers of exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Learn more at FromTheTop.org. Chris.